Hi, welcome to the first episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. From the inside of my new car, I call her Betty, and we're going to talk to you about...
everything and anything.
Exactly.
Just depends on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, I think that everybody needs to know that Lisa and I have been besties for, I'm going to go say like 15, 16 years now.
That is like a lifetime.
It is a freaking lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's like, I don't want to think about it like
that. No, that's not.
That's like long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason why we decided to do a podcast is because...
I'm really funny.
No, she's not. Most of the time, we're either pissing each other off or making each other laugh.
Yeah.
And usually people who are around us when we're doing that think we're funny too.
So we either bicker or banter.
This is true.
We either bicker and banter.
We bicker and banter.
And we always are bickering and bantering in a car.
For some reason.
Yeah. So let's tell our new friends of the podcast where we are.
We are in the parking lot of Lowe's in Saskatoon because it has free Wi-Fi.
Woo woo. Woo-woo. Free Wi-Fi. Don't get me wrong. We have the data plan to support the podcast too, but you know what? Like all things cheap, right? If we can do it on somebody else's dime, why wouldn't we?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we've decided because all we do is talk, apparently.
We talk.
And we are very opinionated.
Yeah.
We decided other people should enjoy us as well.
Yeah. You know what's interesting though is when you talk about us being opinionated is that I think you're opinionated and I think I'm always right.
I think that you're annoying.
But I'm not.
And I put up with you.
But I'm not annoying whatsoever. Because you know what? Other than you, nobody ever tells me that.
Nobody does to your face.
Nobody does. But you know what, though? I've got big shoulders. So if people talk behind my back, talk away.
Well, you a big girl, Lisa.
I am a big girl. And I'm okay with that. Hence my BFF, who also, let's just set the record straight since we're dishing out the weight. She not skinny either.
No. Bitch, I ain't skinny.
Yeah.
I'm happy I got some junk in my trunk.
Yeah, you got some junk.
Well, I got some junk in the front too, but whatever.
Oops. But at least you're proportionate. I'm not a proportionate fat girl. I think that's, you know what?
It's not important.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's not important.
Okay, I'm just saying. But you know what though? I was told today at work, don't call it Lisa, don't call yourself fat. And I said, you know what? I am very confident in my fatness, so I'm okay. I feel I own the word. I feel it's mine. I'm okay.
I had a lady stop me today and ask me where I got my hair done.
Shut up.
Did too.
I'm looking at you today. Really? Today?
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry. Guess who's got a potty mouth?
Oh.
And it's not. I do. But my friend, you guys are going to learn. My friend Sam swears like a drunken sailor.
You know what? I enjoy it. So why not?
If she can use the F word, it slips in.
Totally.
I try to be a little bit more graceful.
Oh, whatever.
And have a little more tact.
Yes, Lisa has class, apparently. We're not sure exactly what kind of class, but we're still trying to figure that out.
Listen here. Listen, listen, listen. Listen. My mama raised a classy gal.
Oh, yeah, your mama.
My mama raised a classy gal. I am classy.
Yes.
Just saying. We need to end this because it's not going to end up well.
No, because we're not talking about what we want to talk about, Lisa.
No.
Jesus, all you do is yap, yap, yap.
I know. You know what? Because I am a talker. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about soap operas.
Well, because didn't you have a conversation with a lady at work? She confessed that she recorded GH.
Yes.
And you went?
Yes. So my coworker in the little piece of wood beside me, she said she was talking about General Hospital. And I was like, oh my God. I thought it was like a closet topic. And so I had to let her know. I said, guess what? I have, now that you've just brought it up, I have to let you know that I PVR General Hospital every single day. And I have for years and years. And it's kind of like the shame thing because it's like, God forbid you don't want people to know. But I do. I don't care. My name is Lisa and I PVR General Hospital. Here's what's funny though, is that my husband, his name is Mike, and he would kill me right now, but I don't think he'll ever listen to this. He also PVRs General Hospital and watches it. What dude is watching? There's my question. How many dudes are watching General Hospital? But it was kind of funny. So that's what made us talk. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because I wanted to talk to you about General Hospital, because sometimes when you have a day off, I'm like, so did you catch General Hospital? And you're like, no. Because why don't you catch General Hospital?
I watch it in The Restless.
Yeah. That's why.
That's my show.
Yeah.
I like a good Jack and...
Victor Newman.
Victor Newman.
The mustache.
Yep.
No. My problem with... I mean, I'll watch it, but my issue with Young and the Restless is that the storyline never moves, right? Don't watch it for years.
Yes, they do.
Not really. Not really. Don't watch it forever. Come back.
Oh, my God. You don't even know because you don't watch it.
But I watch it enough. I know that Nikki is either an alcoholic or off the wagon. What is she now?
She's on the wagon.
Good for her. Soon, next thing she'll be off. And who's trying to buy Brash and Sassy?
No, Victoria bought Brash and Sassy.
Lately?
Calm down.
But lately?
It's Victoria.
I know, but that's what happened.
She just bought it.
But those are the only two storylines.
And she's going to get back with Billy. So all is good in her world. She's back with Billy. It's the new Billy, not the old Billy.
Yeah, and where'd the new Billy come from? General Hospital. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, it seems like all the good actors come from General Hospital.
And everybody goes to General Hospital because that's where the old Billy went.
Yeah, but the old Billy... No, the old Billy go to General Hospital?
Yeah! Jason.
He's the Jason. Because
for someone who watches General Hospital, don't you think he should know that?
Yeah, I do know that. His name's Billy Miner. But the thing is that the old Jason, the original Jason, went to Young and the Restless.
Yes, Steve Burton.
Yeah.
Woo-woo!
Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram. He's a little cutie.
I don't follow him on Instagram. But I follow others on Instagram. But that's what got us talking about the soaps.
Yeah.
And then the question...
Well, because my mom... Back in the day when I was a teenager, used to watch Another World.
Yeah.
And that's how we got talking about soap operas, is because we're like, oh my God, do you remember Another World? We're like, yeah, oh my God, it was so awesome because Cass Winthrop.
Everybody wanted to marry a man like Jake McKinnon.
Jake McKinnon.
Right? Vicky and Marley.
Vicky and Marley.
Right? Like all...
Vicky
like,
was so bad. Was yeah. Vicky the bad one or was it Marley?
No, Vicky was the bad one.
No, Vicky was the bad one.
Just think about that question, because the name Marley is so like Marley.
Yeah, it's
like,
Marley.
That's a goody-goody name. Vicky is kind of a rough name.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So she Vicky was like Jake's best friend.
And Hish was Vicky.
And Marley. She was the same person.
Oh, they were I friends. Know, but like,
okay.
Now yeah. I remember I connected it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So here's my question for the podcasting people. Do you watch soap operas? If you do watch soap operas, are you new to soap operas? Or did you always watch them because you grew up with them? Right? Like our
sure.
parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Because is it an old thing to do or is it like a young person's thing to do? Or is it just any age is now watching soap operas because...
I don't know if every age is watching soap operas though. I think that, like I think with the general, or with the, sorry, with the Another World years... I wonder if that ended with us because then it went off the show, off the air. Because mm-hmm. we watched it because our moms were watching yeah. it, right? My dad used to watch it. Everybody watched it, right? Christ, oh, sorry, I swear to. Like, one time my sister and I, we were driving through the States going to Manitoba and there was no radio, no songs on the radio. But what there was it was like the episode of Another World. And we listened to it for like an hour as we drove.
Yeah. And like, that was very techie of them at that point. Because yeah. right now, there's only four daytime soap operas left. There used to be 19 back in the day.
Wow.
Back in the 70s, there was 19 daytime soap operas.
How would you ever decide which ones you were going to pick? Like, I wonder how did you ever, like, who were you loyal to?
Yeah. See, but when daytime soap operas started, it was back in the 1930s.
Right.
And that's when Housewives... That's what they called the bored housewife syndrome.
Okay.
That's who they catered to. Huh. But as soon as women started going to work, which is roughly around the 1950s,
yeah.
that's when they saw sort of a decline in women or their audience.
Is that when you remember watching them in the 50s?
Yes, because I'm that old. That's not funny.
A little bit
that's
it is.
Funny.
It is.
That's
a little bit funny.
But
because you're sensitive about your age.
Shut up. Because so now there's only four, but... all four soap operas tap into social media.
Yeah,
Twitter,
you have
Facebook,
to today, right?
Instagram. You can and now you can stream any of these soap operas live off of the cable networks,
well,
off of the internet.
It's
so
funny
it's
because
good.
On my Facebook every day I get a general hospital update every day, and then I get every week I get like a weekly one, and I follow it through, and not through Instagram though. I'll have to look at that. I don't do them through that. But Nancy Grand, who's Alexis Davis on General Hospital, I follow her on Twitter, and she's even replied to some of my tweets. And it's like, so of course in my mind she's like my new friend. In a safe way, right? But it's funny because on the show right now, she's an alcoholic like Nikki Newman, but she's just kind of started her recovery process and she had a slip. And I felt that I needed to tweet her. And I sent her a tweet saying, what are you doing? You follow the program, work the program. And then I realized after I hit send that she's going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Because I sent it to her as a person.
As yeah. if she was that person.
She was that person.
You crazy.
I blur. I blur the line. I don't mean to, but I blur the line.
You blur the line, I'm crazy.
Yeah. I blurred it. She didn't reply, so.
Thank God.
Yeah.
She probably just went, uh-oh, there goes another crazy one.
But in one way, I wish she would have replied because I felt I had an answer for her. I really wanted to explain
myself.
And what
was the answer, Lisa?
That I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I meant to be, I meant to say, hey, I think that you portray Alexis Davis fantastically. Keep her on the straight and narrow in recovery. That's what I meant my tweet to be.
It was that part of the message just got lost.
Yeah.
As you were typing your 100 and whatever.
40. 140. Yeah, because sometimes that's challenging right there in itself, right? Yeah.
You got to keep it short and sweet. That really ain't your shtick.
It's not, but you know what? I'm pretty darn good with it. I'm a tweeter. I'm a tweeter, Samantha.
Yes, you're a tweeter-holic.
I am a tweeter-holic. I get all my news from Twitter. Yeah, because I love it. I love it. But I think for the soap operas today to keep relevant, which is funny. Mm-hmm. I think that they would have to be involved the younger people through the social media,
which they do because now they probably have. It's more multi generational now.
Yeah,
that's their audience now. So you have to cater to the 18 to 34, yeah. but still also cater to the older generation, which is anything after 34. Apparently,
okay. But then here's my question for you: because we're a little bit older, mm-hmm. is it bad if we're like, you know what, I'm okay, that young 18-year-old kid, he's like looking good, mama likes.
I never close my eyes when a shirtless man is on the TV.
A shirtless young man on the TV.
Doesn't matter.
In my mind, I know right from wrong.
Right from wrong.
Right? I have morals.
Which is why, by the way, I follow Ryan Pavey, who is Maxie's husband, yes. on General Hospital, because I saw him shirtless and went, holy hell, and I quickly search to see if he had an Instagram account, and he does.
Oh my God, you're like stalking a teenager.
Yeah, he's not a teenager, he's at least late 20s.
Maybe.
At least.
He doesn't do it for me. I don't like his hairdo. Because he's kind of like, it's like tall.
I'm not really looking at his face.
Yeah, I see. Hence back to the morals. Guess who has them? You a cougar.
You a cougar. Yeah.
Right? You're a
whatever.
Cougar.
Whatever. I don't know.
But no. I think that's what I enjoy about, the daytime soaps.
And you know, but you know what I like about the soaps too, is that their storylines are so strange and so, so not realistic. Yeah. And that's what I like about it because it's just fun. It's fun. It doesn't hurt your head. You can follow it. Like Lisa does, apparently tweets when she's upset with the character.
But you know what? It's funny that you're not more into it though, because you've just described all the things that you are, right? Like you want fluff.
I don't.
You want something easy on the brain. Which
after a long day of work and all you want is a day off where your brain doesn't catch on fire because there's so much shit going on.
I still like to do
that's
a bit
why of, I like soap operas.
I still like to do a bit of thinking, so I think I watch them for different reasons.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, because the storylines are so intellectual.
You know what? Some of them are, and some of them are very relevant, Samantha. Right? You probably were also.
So you must have really enjoyed Marlena's shtick when she was possessed.
No, you know what? I'm not a big Days. I never was a big Days of Our Lives fan.
Because that was
the
ridiculous. Worst storyline ever.
But how? As I'm telling you, I'm not a Days of Our Lives fan. I completely remember when she was possessed. I remember that.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's so crazy.
But it's funny
because for somebody like yourself who you try to portray, oh, look at me, and I'm all that in a bag of chips. And I am. Yeah, right? But you really like fluff. So you probably back in the day.
Lots of things.
Yeah, I bet back in the day you probably were like the Harlequin romance girl too.
I did. Aww. My mother had tons and I read them and so did my sister.
Boo. My mom had them too.
Oh, boo fucking who.
My mom had them too. I didn't read them. My grandmother had a walk-in storage closet of them. So she really also
so
like.
She was a closet Harlequin romance.
She was a
closet,
yeah, but and also like she not just in the closet, but she saved them for the closet.
She was in the closet.
She was in the closet.
In the closet about her Harlequin romance. Is that what we're saying about your grandmother?
But she would come out.
She would come out of the closet.
She would bring them out of the closet.
That's good.
Yeah, but remember, right? Her husband died in the army, She was young. She was in her early 40s, if memory serves, right? So she needed a little bit of a pick me up. So she was like the original Harlequin romance girl, right? Funny. Isn't that kind of crazy? And then my mom read them too. Myself did not read them, but a lot of interesting information about them. Did you know that they've sold, Harlequin romances have sold over $6.3 billion?
Not surprised.
Really?
Not surprised.
Wow. And the books are all like 200 pages of like fluff or under.
They have a formula.
What do you mean they have a formula?
Boy meets girl. Boy loses girl.
Yeah.
By page 180, they're back together and getting married. By the end, they're done. They're married. They're having kids.
Actually, I did read that. I read that that had to be, that they had to be mated.
Yeah.
They used the word mated.
The formula has stayed the same since the inception of Harlequin, which, by the way, was in 1949. And it's a Canadian company.
Do you know that in 2016, the two things that the people wanted on their Harlequin romance, because they still exist today, were cowboys and firefighters?
Not surprised.
But that's crazy.
I know, but you know what? You want people to save you? Who doesn't? Cowboys? Yeah. Firefighters? Of course.
Of course.
And usually firefighters, kind of bulky, kind of got the muscles happening. Cowboys are just so cool and calm in their hats and their
And so you just sit down and I'm just going to read this. 200 pages of this.
Yes, Lisa. People read smut.
That smut sells. Did you know that the top three names... The top three Harlequin romance sellers of all times. Here's the titles. Bond of Hatred, Slow Hands, Surf, Sea, and A Sexy Stranger.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so where does this play with like the 50 Shades of Grey?
The 50 Shades of Grey was the best-selling fiction read, yeah. I think, roughly 2 years ago.
So smut sells.
Smut sells. And it eclipsed Harlequin Romance for the money that they made in the year. So Harlequin Romance's entire catalog didn't make as much money as one author with one trilogy. And it was
crazy.
Considered fiction, and it is some hardcore shit's happening in that book.
I couldn't tell you, because guess what, Samantha didn't read that stuff. Did not read the book. Did not read the Harlequin, did not get wrapped up, did not see the movie.
Yes, but you know what came with, unfortunately, I have to bring this up because okay. A memory came back.
Oh.
And it's not a good memory.
Okay.
It brought in some really strange people.
Yeah, because that's what 50 Shades of Grey is all about.
Yeah.
Right? That's a whole other podcast, Samantha. Whole other podcast.
Yuck.
You know, I'm just going to read my book about Hillary Clinton and biography, or look at what happened in People magazine this week.
Yes, Lisa, we know. You're so intellectual.
I am. Thank you. But that's the type of reading I like. That's my smut. People magazine, that's my smut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's my smut.
And Hello Canada.
And I like Hello Canada. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. usually it has a royal on it.
Yeah. Great, because mm-hmm. I love the royals. Yeah. So that's completely my smut. I just think that, I don't know, I guess smut sells.
But you know what? It's totally escapism. And you know what? In the world today, when there's so much happening and it's not always great, it's kind of nice to find a daytime soap or a Harlequin romance just to kind of give you a couple of hours.
I guess whatever your reason is. I guess I couldn't tell you what my reason is.
I don't think people have to
like
be.
It.
I honestly believe that you should not be ashamed to be a daytime soap opera watcher or a Harlequin romance
reader.
If it
was good enough for the war brides in like the 20s and the 30s.
Exactly.
Who the hell am I to not PVR it?
Exactly.
And watch it.
You know what? It's just good smut.
Yeah, smut sells. Yay, smut.
Hey, go smut.
Go team smut. I'm on team not quite so smutty.
No. Let's not call it smut.
Okay.
I like to call it saucy.
Yeah, it's saucy.
It's saucy and maybe a little bit salty.
Maybe a little salty.
A little salty
and saucy. Yeah, I like my spot with a little less salt. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're so tame.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more conservative. I'm a little bit more of that. I'm just a little more conservative in my world, but that's okay. Samantha, I want to tell you about what happened to me today on the bus. Okay? Because, you know, I take the bus to work.
Mm-hmm. Did it make you shake your head, Lisa?
Yeah, it did. It's like it always makes me shake my head. And I don't mind taking the bus. right? Because I'm cheap, right? I don't want to pay for the parking. I pick it up right where I live, and I get 2 blocks. Gives me an excuse to stop at Starbucks and get a hot chocolate, right? And then when you stop at Starbucks and you get a hot chocolate, you think you're all that in your mind, right? Because you're like, look at me at Starbucks.
And my $5 hot chocolate.
and I order it venti, and I'm only going to drink like half of it. But whatever, right? Now I don't want to disappoint them. Now I feel like I'd be disappointed if I change it. So I just stick to my order because I'm that girl. But here's my issue with the bus today. It's getting nicer outside.
It is definitely warmer.
Right? And as a woman of a certain age, I'm starting to deal with heat issues. I find that my body temperature runs a little bit warm. And when I got on the bus this morning, the friggin' heat was on it. Like, blaring on it. And I'm like, hey, I don't remember this when it's minus 40. I don't remember this heat. But it's 8 degrees and the heat's on. And all I want to do is look at the bus driver and say, you, sir, are obviously not a 47 and a half year old woman.
Exactly.
Who is having heat issues. Because if you were, you would turn the goddamn heat off. Because when you have too much heat on the bus, you know what it is? It's dear bus. Why do you smell like sour milk?
That's disgusting.
That's the bus. I never said the bus is pretty. But the bus is my mode of transportation. And there, I have so many things about the bus. But I'm just sharing that one today with you.
That was a good one.
Because that's what happened.
Sour milk.
Yeah, sour milk.
Not pretty.
Dear bus, why do you smell like sour milk? Yeah. And what about you? Anything?
Well, I had a shake my head moment today.
Did you?
Yeah, because it's nice out. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Just like it you is. Said.
Spring.
It's spring.
Spring in Saskatoon.
Coming to get my friend from work.
That's me.
Yeah. In a span of 15 minutes, two accidents could have potentially happened because people were not paying attention.
Are you sure they're not paying attention, or could you not have been paying attention?
No. It wasn't me.
Because sometimes you drive like a crazy girl.
Calm down. I witnessed a guy was in one lane, didn't shoulder check properly, zoomed out into the other lane, and almost caught an SUV on the corner. I would have been, oh my God, and people were in the rearview mirror with the fingers, and stuff was happening, and I'm like, holy crap. Almost there to pick you up, stopped at a red light, car beside me, decided red light should have been green, decided to keep going. Only stopped because he eventually did see the cars going by him.
But you know what, though, Samantha?
Not good.
No, but it's funny that you critique that, hey? It's funny that you...
Don't talk about my driving.
Don't talk
about my driving. Calm down.
Dear friends of the podcast.
No. I am a good driver.
Ask people. Just ask her. But then ask other people what they think. And, like, her mom has said to me, like, if we're going someplace, okay, like, Samantha drives a little bit crazy. I'm like, yep, she does. She has a new car, and friends.
It's very sporty.
It is sporty. Absolutely. I love it. Absolutely. It's a nice car.
But it's a good car.
Yeah, but she drives this bitch like it's a Porsche. And she no Porsche. She's a nice Honda.
It's a lovely Honda.
Yeah, but you drive sometimes like a maniac.
Oh, shut up.
So I think that there's times...
Okay, calm down.
...that other people have their I shake my head moment, only it's you in reference.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. I'm sorry.
I'm done talking now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? This is what I think. Because I like to think. I think...
It's unfortunate that you do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know what? I'm pretty darn smart. I really am.
Just ask her.
Yeah. Hey, my mom passed the Mensa, so that's got to be...
That does not mean that you're smart.
Well, I must have got some of it.
Even if
I got half of it, means I would have halfway passed the Mensa, right? And that's like a really smart test.
All right, Lisa.
Right? So this is what I think. Friends of the podcast, if you enjoy hearing us bicker and banter and bitch and bellyache and laugh and just kind of have our odd topics of things that just like make us shake our heads, we invite you to come back and listen to us, because I think we'll only get funnier as we go, and I think you're going to get to learn to appreciate what we go through and how we see things.
Here's hoping.
So join us next week
when we talk about, would you rather age from the neck up or the neck down?
Give that some serious thought. Because that's a tough question.
That's a seriously.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
No, right?
I don't want to think about it.
So next week, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Wow, that's like a double-edged sword. But I think it'll be interesting. I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm curious to, Samantha, I'm going to be curious to see what you think. And I already know what I think I'm going to think. But the one other thing that I want everybody to take away today, and this is really important and near and dear to my heart, is I like to channel my inner Oprah. And my inner Oprah wants you women to walk with purpose. Samantha.
Thought of that all by yourself, did you?
Yeah, you know, and then I wrote it down and I'm like, God, that's brilliant. Walk with purpose. And as I do it, because you can't see me, I'm like making a hand gesture. Like an Italian man.
Like an Italian.
Walk with purpose.
Walk with purpose.
That's what I think. We need to put our shoulders back, ladies. Walk with purpose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Uh-huh. Oh, shut up.